filming for the weekend on Saturday. I tell you what, there are mammies and daddies all around the country right now who are ferrying kids to GAA matches and training and all kinds of things. This is something you are very familiar with. Noelle Healy is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All the years that you were doing that with the Dubs playing GAA, could you even count how many hours you would have spent going to these training sessions and doing matches at the weekend?
Oh God, I wouldn't want to add it up. I say, oh, my parents, plenty of money in mileage.
Okay, yeah. If they start whipping out the receipts, just kind of run the other way. At least you're fit. You can run the other way.
But
isn't it amazing though? Because I did want to talk to you about that. You're a bit younger than me now, but when I was growing up, like, girls just weren't into sport in the same way boys are, and it seems to completely have changed.
Yeah, absolutely. Even growing up in the estate that I grew up in, most the kids my age were boys, so I don't know, was that I fell into it, that I just, you know, that's what the boys were doing, they were playing football on the green, so I joined in with it. And even in school as well, a lot of my friends, definitely in secondary school, you know, would have been a little bit sporty, but it definitely wasn't something that was a big part of our lives. And I think that's a pity, because I think that's something that you miss out on. I think even just from a fitness point of view, even skills, like boys, they go and they play five-a-side from when they're young, and so they're naturally just better at sports. And it's the reason probably why a lot of girls would fall out of it, because there's that fear of embarrassing themselves and thinking that they're not good enough at it. And
yeah.
So I even think just that team atmosphere that you get from being involved in a team is something that it's such a pity that girls miss out on, particularly during the kind of 14, 15, 16 years, those really tough years as a teenager, that you just kind of lose that support network that's so important.
How much time do you have to commit, would you say, when you're a teenager? Like, is it something that you really need to take very seriously if you're going to go on and do it in the way that you have?
I suppose in the way that I did it, yeah, you need to put in a few extra hours. But as a teenager, I don't think there's any extra pressure on you. You know, you play with your team and that's important. And then if you're lucky enough to get selected for a Dublin team, there might be a few extra sessions a week. But I think those opportunities are important. You know, it's always that thing of, you see teenagers, you know, not just girls, but it's probably an excuse that you see with girls a lot, is that they've too much homework, or they're in an exam year and they couldn't focus on that. But like, I always kind of found if I was doing exams and training a lot, it actually made you more focused, because you knew you only had a certain amount of time to get it done. So rather than sitting at your desk and on WhatsApp for half the time, and Facebook was a bit more popular back when I was doing exams, you sat down and you did it. So, and I suppose the good thing about it is there's different grades of this, you know, like if it's the one or two nights a week that you want to do it, just an excuse to get out of the house and meet up with your mates is brilliant. But yeah, look, it comes a time, especially when you get onto senior teams, there's a bit more of a time commitment to it, but that gives great opportunities as well. So
yeah,
it would be something that I think should turn people off.
I'm sure you love it. You love it. And it clearly did not affect your grades, the fact that you went on to study medicine as well, because, I mean, you have to be doing well in school to do that. Was it tough then, though, when you started doing medicine then to juggle everything? Or you just made it happen the same way as when you were in school?
No, for sure. Yeah, it was tough. A lot of exams coming up, and, you know, there was people every year that were kind of saying, you know, like, this will probably be the last year you can play now. Next year, it'll be getting serious. And I just, you know, every year I went in and I said, look, I'll give it a go. And if I'm either not enjoying it, or it's not sustainable, or one's affecting the other, then I'll stop. But look, I was great, as you say, about like parents ferrying kids around to school. They were brilliant for being able to support me with, you know, making time for training and stuff like that. And I suppose I was lucky enough that I was able to go to college in Dublin. So I was able to live at home. So I had somebody to do the cooking and the cleaning for me as well.
Of course, yeah. And you weren't, worrying about having to pay rent somewhere as well, because the amount of students who they're having to get, like, to be working every evening after college as well to try and make up rent and all kinds of things.
Absolutely, that's it.
I'd say when you were playing with the Dubs, your family must have been just so proud. They must have been telling everybody that Noelle, that's our Noelle.
Yeah, they are. My dad is very proud. I submitted an application for a scholarship to UCD, and little did I know, he had slipped in a few extra cuttings from newspapers that he had out just to bump up and justify or proofread my application.
So, they're mortifying, but it's so cute as well, isn't it?
yeah, absolutely. No, he wasn't sure to give me a few criticisms or a few bits of advice when he felt like I needed it, or I was dragging my arse along, as he described it. But yeah, no, it was brilliant. They're great. great memories. And I think, I suppose that was 2020, them not being able to be at matches was probably as tough for them as it was for us not having them. So they got great fun. I suppose thankfully great mileage out of it as well.
It's because really when you think of the GAA, it's a whole family affair really, isn't it? It's an outing for everybody. It becomes part of people's lives from when they're so small all the way up. You really get into it, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And you see how important it is to communities. I played down for a year in Cork in Wernabbi, which would be a small village in Cork, and you could see just how important and how much of a you know, centre and heartbeat of the community that the football was. You know, every single time you see all the faces down at the match.
How do you feel now being retired?
It's great. As I said, I kind of, you know, I was happy with the decision to give it up. I always said that when, you know, one wasn't confident to the other, I just wasn't getting as much enjoyment out of it or starting to get a bit of stress from it, that, you know, I'd give it up. And so it was coming to that stage for me, and it was just the right decision for me to make at the time. But I'm really enjoying, you know, watching the girls and cheering the girls on from the sideline as well, and watching them continue to do well. Last year, unfortunately, they made the final, but were beaten by me and the team on the day. But yeah, it's great to just to be able to cheer them on.
Well, with this comes great opportunities, and I know you're an ambassador for Trokra as well. Tell me all about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Trokra got in contact with me and asked, you know, would I help support or promote their Lenten campaign. And, you know, the Trokra box is such an iconic box for anyone who's been in primary school in Ireland would recognise the Trokra box and would have been brought one home. And, you know, the competition of who is the heaviest Trokra box when you when you bring it back into school. And Ireland and the Irish people are so renowned for being so generous, and, you know, it's such an innate part of our culture. And for me, I think the Trokra box is such a nice introduction, and it's probably everybody's first introduction to that giving nature and to charity, and that education about, you know, people that are suffering around the world and what we can do to help, and, you know, how lucky that we are as well.
Yeah, we really are so lucky. And 700,000 Trokra boxes into houses, into schools, and I know they've been given out in churches as well. I have such a memory of the Trokra box growing up as well. You dip into it and then your mum or dad would have to fill it up at the end again before you brought it back into school, because you'd be sneaking money out to buy things.
That's it, yeah. Nobody's perfect, sure.
Yeah. Well, they always got the money in the end. Can I point that out before Trokra come knocking on my door? Well, listen, it's been absolutely great catching up, Noelle. We'll let you get back to it. I know you're very busy there, but if you'd like to get yourself a Trokra box, all the details on their website there. Thanks so much, Noelle. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, Judith. Thanks.
See you. Bye-bye. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.